In a dramatic move aimed at preventing the U.S. auto industry from imminent collapse, President Bush announced that the government will provide about $17.4 billion in low-interest loans to General Motors and Chrysler. Bankruptcy by any of the big three, he said, would almost guarantee failure.
Given the current state of the auto industry and the economy, Chapter 11 is unlikely to work for American automakers at this time.
Ford, in a statement, said its liquidity is adequate and did not need a government loan. But Rick Wagner, the CEO of General Motors, said his company would access billions of loan dollars immediately and would now focus on fully implementing its restructuring plan.
People should have a lot of confidence that not only General Motors, but the U.S. industry is on the right path, and as we execute the plans that we've laid out, that the future for this industry could be extremely bright.
While many conservative Republicans criticize the auto bailout as throwing good money after bad, President-elect Barack Obama at a news conference in Chicago announcing his latest cabinet choices called President Bush's move a necessary step for the auto industry.
They should seize on this opportunity over the next several weeks and months to come up with a plan that is sustainable. And that means that they're going to have to make some hard choices.
In fact, the three-year loans to GM and Chrysler come with conditions, such as requiring the companies to prove by March 31st that they can become viable. Ephraim Levy is an equity auto industry analyst at Standard & Poor's.
No matter what that viability plan is, it's going to take significant additional funding come March 31st to get these companies through 2009.
That's a prospect that Barack Obama will soon confront when he takes on the problems of the automakers upon taking office in just 1 month. John Deckery, Reuters.